Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1949, the gigantic analog computer EDSAC was fired up to perform its first calculations. EDSAC was the first computer that could run stored programs loaded from paper tape and roared along at 714 operations per second. In 1968, disaster nearly struck NASA's already delayed moon landing program. Flying a jet-powered lunar landing test vehicle designed to simulate low-gravity landing situations, astronaut Neil Armstrong lost control of the vehicle and punched out, landing by parachute a short distance away as the test vehicle crashed and exploded. The cause of the accident was a stiff wind, but since the vehicle was designed to simulate landing in low gravity, it had no engines to compensate. Born on this day in 1915, actor Orson Welles. Before he made Citizen Kane, he led a talented group of actors to stir up a national panic with his infamous radio broadcast of the War of the Worlds on Halloween night 1938.
We take you now to Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carl Phillips again, out at the Wilmot Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Professor Pearson and myself made the 11 miles from Princeton in 10 minutes. Well, I hardly know where to begin to paint for you a word picture of a strange scene before my eyes, but something out of a modern Arabian Nights. Well, I just got here. I haven't had a chance to look around yet. I guess that's it. Yes, I guess that's the thing directly in front of me, half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters of a tree. It must have struck on its way down. What I can see of the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. At least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder.
In 1947, actor Alan Dale was born in New Zealand. He's guest starred in everything from The X-Files to Once Upon a Time to Lost to Torchwood. In 1952, Michael O'Hare, the original star of Babylon 5, was born.
Ask 10 different scientists about the environment, population control, genetics, and you'll get 10 different answers. But there's one thing every scientist on the planet agrees on. Whether it happens in 100 years, or 1,000 years, or 1,000,000 years, eventually our sun will grow cold and go out. When that happens, it won't just take us. It'll take Marilyn Monroe, and Lao Tzu, and Einstein, and Morabuto, and Buddy Holly, and Aristophanes. All of this was for nothing unless we go to the stars.
Canadian actor Kevin Smith, who played Major Lorne in Stargate Atlantis, was born today in 1970. In 1919, author L. Frank Baum died. His best-known work, of course, is The Wonderful Wizard of Oz and its various sequels. Hungarian physicist Theodor von Karman, one of the founders of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, died today in 1963. In 1991, actor Wilfred Hyde White died.
The fault, dear Admiral, may lie not in our stars, but in ourselves. With my apologies to the poet.
He's best known for his role in My Fair Lady, but sci-fi fans know him best as Dr. Goodfellow from the second season of Buck Rogers. In 1984, the war against the lizards continued as NBC premiered V, The Final Battle.
You jeopardized everything when you acted on your own. You put your trust in a traitor.
What the hell do you expect me to do? They've got my boy.
I expect you to think of us before you think of yourself. You risked all of us, Donovan. You don't even care about us.
And in 1991, Star Trek The Next Generation argued in favor of the right to die.
There is no one more qualified, more experienced, or more likely to save their planet than you. And they would have you kill yourself.
Younger scientists will take my place. My work, the work, will continue.
Your planet has, what, 30, 40 years left? What if your scientists can't find the answer without you? What then? What chance do you think your grandson has of reaching the age of 60?
Enough, please. It is my time. Look, son.
Well, that's the way it is. I don't know why anyone's bothering to try to save your planet at all.
If its time has come, let it die.
Where's the difference, Timison?
But in 1996, Star Trek Voyager became home to a fusion of two characters who demanded the right to live.
I'm sorry, Captain, but I cannot perform the surgical separation. I am a physician, and a physician must do no harm. I will not take Mr. Tuvok's life against his will.
Very well, Doctor. Please step aside.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen, out of character to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be. The Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo.